BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. An investigation by the BBC has found evidence that more than 300 people were massacred in the Democratic Republic of Congo last December by the Lord's Resistance Army, the militia which operates across northern Congo, southern Sudan and the Central African Republic. A reporter, Martin Plout, who went to northeastern Congo, said the killings took place west of the town of Nyangara and lasted 5 days.
In a remote region of northeastern Congo, a reign of terror was unleashed on villages by the Lord's Resistance Army. Fighters, some dressed in army uniforms, attacked civilians, raided homes, looted and raped. Children, their arms and feet bound with wire, were marched away in human chains. Anyone who fell behind was hacked to death. The United Nations, which had warning of the attacks, reinforced their presence in towns but couldn't guard these isolated villages. When it was all over, witnesses said the stench of death hung over the area.
The NATO Secretary-General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, has urged the alliance to push ahead with construction of a missile defence system and extend it to Russia as well. Mr. Rasmussen said it would reassure America that Europe was ready to invest in its own defence. Jonathan Marcus reports.
The NATO Secretary-General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, said that the missile proliferation threat was real and growing. He drew attention to Iran's nuclear and missile programs as a case in point. But he saw a new Euro-Atlantic missile defence system, as he called it, as more than just a means of defending NATO countries against ballistic missile attack. Mr. Rasmussen clearly believes that such a system could reinvigorate not just the European allies' relationship with the United States, but also NATO's whole relationship with Russia.
Israel's refusal to stop building Jewish homes in occupied East Jerusalem has provoked angry reactions at an Arab summit in Libya. Addressing the conference, Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan described the position as madness. The UN chief Ban Ki-moon urged Arab leaders to continue supporting American efforts to restart peace talks. Thousands of supporters of the conservative Tea Party movement have gathered in the small desert town of Searchlight in the American state of Nevada for a rally where they were addressed by the former Republican vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin. Emilio San Pedro reports.
The choice of Searchlight as the place to kick off a nationwide tour aimed at defeating Democrats who supported President Obama's health care reforms is intentional. The small town of less than 1,000 inhabitants is home to one of the Tea Party's prime targets for defeat in the November midterm congressional elections, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. But it's not only leading Democrats like Mr. Reid who are facing a stiff challenge from the Tea Party and its supporters. Republicans, seen as too moderate, are facing the heat from the Tea Party, too.
World News from the BBC. Spain, which currently holds the presidency of the European Union, has lifted a ban preventing a number of prominent Libyans from visiting most of Western Europe. The ban was imposed on the initiative of Switzerland, which was embroiled in a diplomatic row with Libya. The Libyans had been denied entry into the visa-free zone set up by the Schengen Agreement, which includes Switzerland. President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt has returned home from Germany after recovering from surgery that he underwent 3 weeks ago. During his treatment, doctors removed the president's gallbladder and a growth from his small intestine. Christian Fraser reports from Cairo.
He's been in power almost 30 years and throughout has maintained an iron grip on power. Yet some things have changed in the past month. It's not just the president's health that has rekindled this debate on succession. There's been another homecoming this month. Mohamed El-Baradei, the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency and career diplomat with all the credentials to be a president, has just returned from Vienna to a hero's welcome.
A search is going on in Morocco for the managing director of the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Ahmed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who's missing after a glider crashed into a lake. The pilot of the aircraft was rescued. Sheikh Ahmed is a younger brother of the President of the United Arab Emirates. The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority is believed to be the world's largest sovereign wealth fund. The richest horse race in the world has been run in Dubai at a spectacular new complex known as the Maidan. The Dubai Gold Cup, which carries a prize of $10 million, was won in a photo finish by the Brazilian-bred Gloria de Campeão, ridden by Thiago Pereira. Just ahead of Lizard's Desire, ridden by Kevin Shea. The vast race arena includes a state-of-the-art synthetic track, a futuristic grandstand able to accommodate 60,000 people, a luxury hotel and a marina. BBC News.